From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The anthrax spores found in Florida, New York, and Washington, D.C. are very similar and may have come from the same batch. That news today from federal officials comes as two more cases of anthrax were identified, bringing the confirmed number of people with the disease to 8. The latest cases involve an employee of the New York Post and a New Jersey postal worker. Both have the skin form of anthrax. NPR's Pam Fessler reports from the White House.
Officials have been trying for days to determine what links, if any, exist among the various anthrax attacks. Today, White House Director of Homeland Security Tom Ridge said anthrax spores found in a Florida publishing office and in letters to NBC anchorman Tom Brokaw and Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle appear to have come from the same strain.
The test to date have concluded that the strains are indistinguishable. They are similar. The tests to date also have shown, and it's a word that is put quotes around, term of art in our new language, the tests have shown that these strains have not been quote-unquote weaponized.
Experts differ over the use of the term weaponized, but Surgeon General David Satcher, who appeared with Ridge at the White House, said it indicates the spores aren't as easy to inhale as a smaller version.
So a certain size of anthrax is much more efficient in terms of infecting a person than clumps of spores, if you will.
Ridge said it was too soon to say anything more about the possible source of the bacteria. While they may have come from the same batch, it wasn't clear they came from the same person.
They may have been distributed to different individuals to infect and descend into different communities.
Ridge also said the FBI was having some success tracking the letters sent to Daschle and Brokaw. Both were postmarked in Trenton, New Jersey. Ridge today said that law enforcement officials had identified the mailbox where the letters were mailed. He added that the government was preparing for the possibility of still more attacks, saying, "I wish I could tell you that we've seen the end of it." The purpose of the new Office of Homeland Security is to coordinate terrorist-related information government-wide. But both Ridge and Satcher said they didn't know of a seventh case of anthrax, even as it was being confirmed by officials in New York City. The victim was identified as a 30-year-old assistant to the editorial page editor of the New York Post. Lachlan Murdoch is an executive at News Corp, which owns the Post. He said the woman did not recall opening up any suspicious mail. He said the company's been assured by health authorities that there's no further risk.
They found no evidence of anthrax spores within the building, and all they can tell us is that we have had one staff member who has had anthrax in the past few weeks, but is now fully cured.
Later in the day, a spokesman for the Pennsylvania Department of Health announced the 35-year-old Levittown man had anthrax. The man works in a regional mail center in New Jersey, which handled the letters sent to both Brokaw and Daschle. Meanwhile, House and Senate office buildings remain closed in Washington, D.C., as workers continued to scour the U.S. Capitol complex for more evidence. Deputy Surgeon General Ken Mortsugu said results from hundreds of nasal swabs taken so far showed no more evidence of exposure to the bacteria. In fact, he said, new tests showed fewer people were exposed than previously thought.
Continuing confirmation indicates that 3 who were initially identified as positive are, in fact, negative.
He said this reduces the number of people exposed on Capitol Hill from 31 to 28. Officials said they're not going to test any more people there after today. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.